Our reading for today is from the book of Psalms, chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are rooted in Christ. Christ, who is the Son of the living God. Think about that. God Almighty, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, it is he who we are rooted in. He is, Paul says, the heir of all things. That is, he himself has all authority in heaven and on earth. What does that mean? It means that Jesus is the King. The King. Usually we think of Jesus and love and mercy and gentleness. But right alongside Jesus' love, mercy, and gentleness is authority, power, righteousness, holiness. In fact, we sing in the Te Deum about this. Remember, we sing about him being the judge. The judge of all things, the one who decides, who determines what is right and wrong, who evaluates all things, who judges even you and me. Now, for us who believe in him, we have the hope, the sure hope, that we will be judged not by our own deeds, but by our faith and the work of Jesus for us. The unbelieving world has no such assurance. That's why the psalmist says today, be warned. Don't pretend you can do whatever you want and there's not going to be any punishment. The Son of God has all authority. The Son of God is the judge of all things. Don't reject him, but rather kiss him. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Jesus the King does not tolerate disrespect. He doesn't ignore hatred or rebellion. But he is gracious and merciful. He will be your judge, so don't dishonor him. This is why Luther explains the first commandment in the way that he does. All right, quiz time. What's the first commandment? Say, everybody. You shall have no other gods. And what does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The first word, fear. A lot of people get really frustrated when they see that word in the commandment. We shouldn't fear God. Well, why not? We don't just love and trust him like he's our buddy. No, first we fear him. That is, we recognize and know that he is the authority over all things, the judge of all things. And then we beg his mercy, which he gladly gives to us. And this brings us peace and joy, love and trust. We are truly blessed, the psalmist says then, as we take refuge in Jesus. So be warned, be wise, and take refuge in Jesus, who has forgiven all of your sins and given you life and salvation. And so be rooted in him who loves you forever. Amen.